A return to selling on Wall Street. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow is now down nearly 200 points, wiping out the attempted rebound at the opening bell. However, it's not across the board. The market is falling. The Nasdaq is still up by 30 points. President Biden tells the AP a recession is not inevitable, and he calls bizarre Republican claims that he's responsible for inflation. Now, the president admits Americans are really, really down because of high prices that he blames on Vladimir Putin, who this morning responded.
There's a golden opportunity for that because they can pin the blame on Russia.
And he calls that, the Russian leader, just stupid. Now, the price of oil today is down now. $6. Gas has come down from its record high. Regular 3 days in a row has fallen from its all-time high. It's down another penny today. Russian forces, though, keep bombarding Ukraine's east. Britain's prime minister has gone to Kyiv again to meet with Ukraine's leader, who's been pleading for more weapons and more help. Police in Alabama just said the man who shot and killed two people at a church last night in Vestavia Hills during a potluck dinner is a 71-year-old who occasionally attended services there. A third person was injured. He'll be charged with capital murder. We're still awaiting the Supreme Court ruling on abortion. A leaked draft opinion last month showed conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling, legalizing it in favor of states' rights to restrict it. And a short time ago, Iowa's highest court issued a key decision,
making it easier for state lawmakers to limit or even outlaw abortion in the state. The ruling stems from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 state law that required a 24-hour waiting period before a woman could get an abortion.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The FDA has authorized smaller doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids between 6 months old and age five, Moderna's for children under six, but it still needs the CDC to sign off on that. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There have been a lot of pro-choice protests outside conservative Supreme Court justices' homes ahead of that U.S. Supreme Court abortion ruling. And that's prompted a new law, giving them and their families more security.
The FBI is investigating attacks and threats on pregnancy centers as potential acts of domestic violent extremism. In a statement, the agency says it takes all threats seriously and will work closely to protect communities. Pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations have faced vandalism.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Julian Assange may finally come to America to go on trial in a case years in the making. The British Home Secretary signed an order today to extradite the WikiLeaks founder to the U.S. to face charges in an espionage case over posting classified U.S. military documents online on WikiLeaks. But Assange will appeal. His wife Stella says,
"We're not at the end of the road here. We're going to fight this. We're going to use every appeal avenue. And we're going to fight. I'm going to spend every waking hour fighting for Julian until he's free."
They celebrated in the San Francisco Bay Area after the Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship.
The clincher Thursday, a 13-point win for the Warriors, who took control against the Celtics in the first half.
The Celtics need another timeout. Golden State scored 21 in a row.
On ABC, the Warriors opened a 22-point lead in the third quarter, held on to win 103-90. First time since 2018, the Warriors are NBA champs. First team to win the title after it had posted the worst record of the NBA two seasons before. Steph Curry won the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP Award, scored 34 points Thursday, his fourth NBA title.
Nobody thought we'd be here, except everybody on this court right now, and it's amazing.
On ABC, Warriors beat the Celtics in six games for their seventh NBA championship. Jared Max, Fox News.
At Golf's U.S. Open, MJ Duffy in the lead by one stroke. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.